So welcome to Still Unsolved Podcast. My name is Joseph Condi. I play Joseph Condi on the award-winning web series by the same name, Still Unsolved.
Not the same name of Joseph Condi.
Not the same name of Joseph Condi. Also not an award-winning show, but one day.
It's so close.
We can dream.
It'll happen.
So
in this podcast, yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm Austin.
So you might note him as the wacky
senior field reporter,
the wacky and wonderful senior field reporter, Austin Harder, who believes that Hulk is responsible for everything.
It's true.
That's a real life belief.
I'll prove it.
We'll figure out a way to make it work.
So this is a show about what? Just mysteries in general.
Yeah.
This world is full of mysteries, and we are going to do everything in our everything that we can.
In our canon?
In our canon.
In our knowledge canon.
Yes. Is that a thing? A knowledge canon?
I don't know. We can make it a thing.
So we're going to do everything we can to unlock the mysteries of these mysteries.
Oh, come on. All right.
Bad Jokes 101, brought to you by me.
What's your name again?
Joseph Condi.
All right.
Okay, so...
So we're breaking the show down into the smallest possible way we can do it, and we're just going to do one... We're going to do one thing this week, and... Pretty much.
What is that one thing we're going to do? We're going to record
a podcast. This episode's going to be about the Ember Room.
Cue sound effects.
There you go. Yeah, we can't pay for those.
Okay. We can't afford those right
we
now.
We can't get sound effects.
So, the Ember Room. World famous... chamber, basically, is what it was. Floor to ceiling was decorated with amber panels. And these amber panels also had gold leaf and then mirrors as well. So, interestingly enough, we have pictures of what this room once looked like. Of course, they're black and white. But apparently, this room was stunning. And I guess... When it disappeared in World War II, it had already been around for, like, what, almost 200 years or something?
Like 250 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it was originally constructed in the 18th century in Prussia. And where, might you ask, is Prussia?
I'm pretty sure it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
Ah, that's where the Dutch are, right?
Yeah. Oh. Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah,
Danish, amber craftsman.
Oh, I love Danishes.
Wolfram, Dilton. Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so, so the room was said to be beautiful, gorgeous, stunning. Any other adjective you want to throw in there that's equal? And then World War II breaks out, and the Germans did what they do well, which is build up and build up and then collapse like a flan in the cupboard. Thank you, Eddie. But, you know, they did their thing. They went out, they conquered places and destroyed stuff, and this room somehow got lost.
Somehow, which is what my question was if the room was in a building, how does the room go missing? I can just picture though, like some like the washer and dryer's in there, and this like lady walks in and just like opens the door and it's just gone from the actual building, and just like, man, I guess the laundry's not getting done today, and just shut the door and okay. walk away.
It's well,
like,
crap.
The building, the room doesn't just disappear, but apparently.
And she promptly put in her notice too, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe they probably played pretty well either way.
Yeah.
But everything was built on panels, so they just apparently just like built it.
Yeah. So
in the room, so right? The room's already existing.
The room was Break existing, and then they just constructed the room. They put the amber on these panels and attach the panels to the walls.
It's a great idea.
Right,
so
because...
You could just move it around.
Exactly. And, of course, amber is incredibly brittle. It's not exactly sturdy, so that was an issue, from what I understand, that they had to figure out, you know, how do we do this?
Right.
How do we attach this and keep it, you know, savvy? And that is 6 tons of amber? Is that... what we found?
13,000 pounds of amber.
Yeah. That is a lot of amber. This room was... who originally designed this? German Baroque sculptor Andreas...
Schluter.
And the Danish amber craftsman...
a guy with the worst name. Gottfried Wolfram.
Gottfried Wolfram. You know what? It's not that bad. It could be worse.
Well, they tried to make it like you could say it backwards and forward. Gottfried Wolfram. Gottfried Wolfram. Gottfried Wolfram.
So, the techniques used to build this room, because let's face it, what kind of sculptor makes stuff out of amber nowadays?
Yeah, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, so this, nobody really knows what these guys did to construct this, and there's not really any records.
I'm reading here, too. The work was continued by amber masters Gottfried Turo and Ernest Schacht.
What? Excuse me?
Schacht.
Watch your mouth.
From Danzig. The band, the metal band from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
But what is it about people named Gottfried?
I don't know.
Does Gilbert Gottfried work with amber still?
Oh. I don't know. We could ask him.
Yeah.
Let's get on that
one. Yeah, when I see him tomorrow night at bowling league, I'll ask Gilbert Gottfried.
Super.
If he works with amber still.
I wish I could do a really good Gilbert Gottfried.
I know, me too.
Like, I'm trying to picture his voice in my head.
So, yeah, so it's beautiful room.
Beautiful room.
We get to World War II. Nazis come in.
Right.
Nazis loot the room.
They loot, and so the room was deconstructed. So apparently they were doing their best to take care of...
Well, so they appreciated the room, and we talked about this earlier, because... And we'll get back to Prussia.
Right, but actually there's an interesting thing. I forgot to mention this, too. So the people in the palace knew that the Germans were coming, so they built a false wall on top of... the amber room, because how do you move 6 tons of amber without breaking it in a very short period of time?
Yeah.
So one of the things that they did was they built a false wall over it. And I guess when the Germans got to the palace, they went into the palace, they looked around and were looking at the room and going, well, where's the amber? And I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I think I remember reading that one of the German soldiers or commanders or officers, whatever, noticed that the room was smaller than what it looked like in pictures.
Huh.
And so he got this idea, let's check the walls. And so they checked the walls and they found that the amber was still behind it.
Okay.
So then we get to what you were talking about, which was deconstruction.
Well, and that the Germans, Prussia, also in Pennsylvania, was before the real Prussia was actually part of Germany, way back in the 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
So, almost like if you could ask the Nazis, why they did it besides the fact that they were just a roaming bunch of assholes in pressed suits. Why would you take this? I mean, they had a want, like a pride for this room because it was once part of their original country or whatever, right? So the Nazis want to bring it back. So that's why they wanted to. That's why I think they looted it to bring it back to Königsberg for reconstruction. But then I thought, like, Königsberg is in Russia. It's not in Germany. But apparently there's a Königsberg in Germany, too.
Yes, which later becomes Berlin.
Right. And the Königsberg in Russia becomes Kaliningrad.
Kaliningrad.
Because we just have to add random syllables for no reason.
Because you need to throw linen into every name possible.
Everything, yeah. I wonder if that has to do with... Yeah, it probably has to do with Lenin, huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
That is a mystery we'll have to uncover later.
In our political science podcast called... But anyway.
I like that one. So, what about this room is... This mystery is... Has captured the imagination of the world. Well, aside from it being the eighth wonder and it just goes missing, because... It looks like there are lots and lots of records of what happened to the room, but then there's no records of where the room ended up. There's just a bunch of mysteries. It's like a Dan Brown novel.
A shitty Dan Brown novel.
Right.
Wait, they're all shitty.
You may think so. He's done well, though.
He has done well.
He's done well. He figured something out.
Yeah. So did The Secret.
Oh, yeah, The Secret. Yeah. What was The Secret?
Yeah,
I
can't tell you what The Secret is. You have to read the book, The Secret.
Oh, right. Is that like Fight Club?
No, because you can't even talk about Fight Club, because then you get kicked out of Fight Club.
Oh, right.
Right, but you can talk about The Secret, you just can't tell anyone what The Secret is, because then Dan Brown comes and kills you.
With his ice bullets, which will melt when...
His ice bullets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Deception Point, read it.
No, good.
Okay, so back to the Amber Room. So the things that I have read about this is that there's record of the Amber Room possibly being put on a train, and that was sent off in one direction. It was possible that it ended up on a convoy and was sent off in another direction. There's even some record of it going or being sunk in a submarine.
Yeah, it was sunk in a put onto a submarine and, it was put on a boat and then sunk by a Soviet submarine.
Oh, wow.
But they were saying that it left from Gdynia, on January 30th, 1945, which in the accepted, theory is that it was, destroyed in the Battle of Königsberg, which took place in... April of 1945, April 9th, 1945.
And the castle was destroyed, right?
And the castle was, well, it was heavily bombarded. It still stood. But then, so this a little another crazy little side note. In 1968, so what, 23 years after it supposedly was, you know, destroyed and crippled and the thing was gone and it had gone missing.
And even at that point, people were still trying to figure out what happened to it because they wanted to know.
Exactly. So in 1968, Leonid Brezhnev decides he's going to destroy the castle completely. But Königsberg Castle was in Germany. So I don't understand how Leonid Brezhnev... Why can't they just be called like Chuck? It's so easy. Why do you have to make it so hard to pronounce? So he decides he's going to destroy it, which is, like, why would you do that?
Right, which lends one to believe that there's a little bit more mystery around this mystery. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, are people covering
not even like
their tracks?
Smart mystery. It's like, oh, we fucked up. We got to get rid of this.
Oh, right.
And then they talk about using the Amber Room as a... kind of propaganda against Germany for Russia, and they're like, they stole the pride of the Amber Room, and when they really didn't, they lost it in the bombing, you know, what I said was that, you know, they managed to take some out, but then they got the rest of it got destroyed in the initial bombing of Königsberg, and then the other part of it actually did get stolen by the Germans, because it says there was a guy that returned some of the stones that were part of a mosaic. His family had them at the house. He had passed away, but he was his right. family had returned these stones, which lends credence to the fact that some of it did make it out into the world, if that, you know, those pieces were proven to be real.
Yeah. And there was, and I believe along those lines of leading some sort of credence to the fact that it could be out there.
Right.
There were tunnels, I believe, that were under the castle. And so they were kind of like escape tunnels.
Right.
And there were reports of workers that said they saw something like these crates, big crates and lots of them being loaded onto a convoy and, you know, being sent off. So there's a lot of rumor about that. But of course, you know, one has to wonder, is that just like Soviet and German propaganda leading yeah. towards the mystery? But then apparently there was a worker who, I guess, was involved with it and went back down into one of the tunnels to find out what it was, or see if, because he saw some of these crates there or something. And apparently in the dirt or whatever it was on the floor of the tunnel, he found pieces of amber.
Hmm.
So I don't remember the full story about that. I should look that up. But I do remember when I saw this, that particular story kind of went nowhere, because by the end of it, they couldn't validate whether or not that guy
even saw it.
Right. Or
existed.
He couldn't. Yeah. Was this guy real? No, I don't think they were able to validate like his presence there, but he was like a part of the military or was a worker for the military or something like that. And they couldn't validate whether or not he was there during that time.
Right.
Well,
I mean, you got, because, you know, somebody comes in after a murder or whatever, and they're like, I did it.
Or, right.
I know who did it. And they have known nothing about it. They just want to get attention. You know, this is a big mystery.
It is a big mystery. And, you know, for a long time, I thought, oh, wow, this is, you know, super cool, because it's a hot topic. I mean, you know, it is one of those eighth wonders of the world, you know, where we have pictures of this. We know it existed. It's not like the Hanging right. Babylon Gardens or Gardens of Babylon or whatever,
right.
where it was written down by somebody and accounted by people in books, you know, eons ago.
Right.
And
well, they didn't
so,
have cameras either.
Right. Yes, that's a valid point.
Says the musician to the photographer.
Right. Oh, wow. You know what? I think you're onto something. So,
we're drinking too much Arizona green tea.
Whew.
It's going to our heads.
Give me another shot of that, buddy. Oh, God, need a little bit more. So, you know, you wonder. I mean, we have actual evidence that this thing did exist. And so I always thought, oh, wow, this is a really cool mystery. Maybe it is hidden somewhere just waiting for people to uncover it. I mean, recently there were, was it paintings and some other stuff that was discovered that the Nazis had hidden away?
Yeah.
Something like that. So
it was in an attic.
Yeah. So, I mean, we know it seemed like Nazis were like hoarders, like your grandmother that doesn't want to get rid of a single newspaper that was ever delivered to her house. I mean, I every time I read stuff about Nazis, I just feel like they were hoarders trying to prove something. Of course, we know what they were trying to prove, but we don't really know what they were trying to prove.
That they had penises.
Oh.
That's what they were trying
was
to
it,
prove.
Yeah, was it Eddie Izzard or Robin Williams talked about that all wars were just dick comparisons?
Oh, yeah.
Just standing out there waving their dicks around. Yeah, mine's bigger than yours. Whatever, buddy.
Yeah.
So
a lot of Eddie Izzard references.
Yes, tonight. It's all coming up. Mm.
Is Eddie Izzard?
And I'm not wearing makeup. I am not an executive transvestite.
Not yet.
Huh?
So it says here that Josh Gates solved the mystery. He did it on Expedition Unknown, and right. We all know that Josh Gates solves every mystery that he ever takes part in.
True.
He's actually, he's in possession of the Ark of the Covenant right now, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw that. National Geographic put that out, right?
No, it just says it was featured in an episode of Expedition Unknown.
It was. I actually watched that.
You did?
Yeah, and it wasn't bad. Like, it does cover most of the history, so if you want to check that out, Netflix, go check it out, peoples.
It's probably better than our show.
It is slightly better.
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. But he does do a good job, and he presents a lot of the theories. Obviously, he's got a bunch of people writing for him and handing it to him, and he's doing research himself, but whatever.
All right, listen, this is not the Josh Gates show. He's got his own show. Let's talk about other things. All right, so the Soviet Union, I see here, decided to reconstruct the Amber Room.
Right, it was reconstructed.
It is now, yeah. And you can go and check it out in Russia or wherever, someplace. Oh, yeah, probably like Kaliningrad.
Mm-hmm.
So they started construction on it in what 1979? Is that what it says?
Yes. I'm seeing 79,
I think.
Survey says
2003. All right.
Super.
So it took 24 years, that's why.
Yeah.
It did start in 1979, and then it was finished in 2003-ish.
And the reason was that they were... So one of the things that they did when they started reconstructing is that they looked at these black and white photos of the Amber. And, of course, online you can see some that were, like, color-graded.
Hand-colored, whatever it says.
Yeah, hand-colored to look like what you think it would look like today. So
can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
I just found this really long, strange back hair. It's like super long and random. Did you ever get those?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So before they even did that, they took scans of everything and they were looking at the differences between the toning of the amber. And so they literally started sifting through hundreds of thousands of pieces of amber trying to find pieces that would match the individual cuts.
Wow.
So that's why it took 24 years.
Oh, wow.
So the reconstruction that you're seeing is almost a near-perfect reconstruction of what it looks like in the pictures. What's your take on this? What happened to the Amber Room? Was it a German thing or was it a
I'm going to use my writing skills and I'm going to write in my head what I'm going
to
say.
Okay. Do we have to wait for that to happen?
No.
Okay.
It just happens. It's just thinking.
Okay.
So.
Wait, I think too. Does that mean I'm a writer?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So in 1701, the room was constructed in Prussia. Part German, part Lithuania, part Russia, part a bunch of other places, right?
Right.
So they construct this room. 1940s, Nazis come in. They go, yo, that's part of our old room, and we want it back. So they go in, they bomb, they try and take some of it. The Russians are like, no, dude, you can't have all of it. So they take some for themselves. They leave some in there hidden behind the false wall that you were talking about, because that's totally plausible. Russians do weird shit like that all the time. They came up with Krokodil. It's literally the worst drug in the world. Anyway.
Right. But it was the whole room that was behind the false wall.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So they distract them with the fake wall. They go, this is a fake wall. They take out what was left in the room. Some of it's floating around in the world. Some of it goes onto a boat, gets shot down by a submarine. Whoop-de-doo-da. Some of it goes to where that guy said he saw the crates and he saw the amber on the ground.
Right.
This is also taking into account that everyone in the story is telling the truth.
Oh, wow.
Never happens. But you know what?
Well, there's tons of amber. There's enough to go around.
That's a lot of amber. Right. So a little bit made it out in the world. A little bit got destroyed. A little bit made it back to the Nazi Germany. And then the Russians kept the rest. played it off as a propaganda thing to keep the Russians mad at the Germans and keep their fires going so they could kill all the Nazis. And then basically they realized that they weren't, you know, it wasn't a smart idea to keep the stuff around. So they destroyed the rest of it. And they said, oh, well, let's just rebuild it again and make a whole new room when there aren't Nazis threatening everyone's safety. So that's what I think happened.
And anybody who has ever watched Indiana Jones knows that Nazis will plague us till the end of time.
Right. Oh, sorry. And then, so they rebuilt it, and then Josh Gates found the original.
Oh, okay.
The original room.
We need to get in touch with Josh Gates.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So what do you think happened?
The Hulk did it.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
No, hear me out.
You really have an explanation?
No, I do.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Here's what happens. So all of this stuff, the beginning part, yours is right. So we have the false wall. It goes up. They're like, oh, my God, what do we do with this?
All right.
So now the Germans have it.
Okay.
So Germans have all this, and they're like, we want this. We want to take it back to the motherland,
right.
You know, so that Hitler can add it to Mein Kampf.
Okay.
I mean, you got to have something good to add into that book, right?
It's a terrible book. I heard the other day that it was actually written by Ann Coulter. But anyway,
go on.
Continue.
I thought it was written by Anne Frank. Too soon?
Wow. That might, I mean, like 200 years from now, that might still be too soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anyway, we just lost all three of our followers.
We're at -3 followers now.
So this gets sent off. The Nazis start packing it down, right?
Right.
But when this happens, there is a special forces team that the Allies sent in. It was headed up by Captain America.
Oh, boy.
And the Hulk.
Okay, so two-guy team.
Right, two-guy team going in. I mean, who else do you need, right?
Right.
Right, okay. So they send these guys in, knowing full well that they can't send anybody else in, and do they really need anybody else to go in?
If you're going to keep asking me the question, I'm going to say Wolverine, but no, go ahead.
Okay, so these two guys, covert operation, they fly into where this castle is, right?
Right.
And the Nazis are packing it up, and they're starting to, like, ship it away. Well, it's only two guys. They've got a bunch of army dudes around, and it's on convoys, and so there's multiple trucks going out. Some of it's probably going underground through tunnels and stuff. And they're like, oh, my God. Fight breaks out, and, you know, Captain America's throwing a shield around, and Hulk is smashing stuff like he does.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem is that he's not really kind of... He's a bull in a china shop.
He doesn't have very much tact.
No.
Yeah,
not at all.
Not at all.
So, yeah. So it got smashed. It was Hulk smashed.
Some would say he's tactless.
I can believe that. I totally believe that.
Yeah.
So he's smashing up the convoys because it's got Nazis on it, right?
Right.
Right, yeah. So he's trying to stop the Nazis.
Smash Nazis.
Yeah, smashing Nazis. The trucks themselves and the crates inside are just casualties of war. So bits and pieces of this were found by the Russians, you know, little pieces of the amber, and that's all they were able to collect and put together. So they kind of put it on probably in their pockets, some knapsacks. Some took it off in this place or that place. But I'm really thinking that, you know, the Hulk doing what he does just destroyed it all.
And yet again, you should come up with some way that it works.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, think about the bombarding of the castle.
No, I know. And I mean, there was one guy who said that, listen, why would be, I think the exact quote was, why in the fuck would we bomb the castle and burn the city down that we got to sleep in? I'm pretty sure that's the exact words that the guy used.
I think that's right.
But anyway, so he...
And if you read below it, it's after it says, like, why would we do that? It actually says, we didn't do it, the Hulk did.
The Hulk did it. It doesn't actually say that. but he says, why would we destroy it? You know, why would we bomb the city? So some people even fight the idea that the bombing even happened, that the castle was even destroyed. that they just they went in or they didn't bomb the castle until after they didn't. And so that would, again, prove...
But there are pictures, too.
But that would lend credence to the Hulk.
Oh, yeah. See, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to prove your theory
here. Thank you. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. I got your back.
Thanks, man.
I don't know if the Hulk does, but I'm sure he appreciates all the credit that you give him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the Amber Room, here on Still Unsolved, we do tackle the world's mysteries, leaving them largely still unsolved.
Still unsolved. Fuck!
Damn it.
Every fucking time.
All right. We'll get that one day.
No. I don't think we ever will.
No.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks for joining us for Still Unsolved Podcast. Hope we could give you some mystery.
Tune in next time for another mystery, which we have not yet decided to talk about. So that is a mystery to us as well.
And we probably still won't solve them. So. All right.
Indeed.
Bye.
Until next time. Don't forget to check us out on the web, folks, at www.thecompositecreative.com.
Follow us on Twitter at TheComCreative.
Look for us on Facebook at @TheCompositeCreative.
And if you have questions, comments, or even requests, you can email us at podcast@thecompositecreative.com.